piece could be entitled Show Business Marches On. They recently took a poll of 7th graders in Iowa. Now, I don't know anything about 7th graders in Iowa. I guess they're like 7th graders anywhere else, you know, walking around eating fudgesicles and stuff. And they took this poll and asked these kids what they'd like to be when they grow up. 47.3% of them said a star. 22% were undecided, and 5% wanted to be a celebrity. The others just were fooling around. It didn't answer the question at all, which is probably the most logical and certainly the most honest answer, because who knows what you're going to be when you're in seventh grade. But 47% wanted to be a star. Now, they didn't want to act, or they didn't want to sing. They didn't want to study dramatics or do Shakespeare. They just wanted to be a star, which is a new occupation of our time, produced by television, who knows what. In fact, this starism is getting to be such a big national mania. The other day, I'm driving along one of the major routes along the eastern seaboard here, minding my own business, trying to get my cigar lighter to work on the dash of the car, when all of a sudden, out of the darkness comes this sign on a gas station. It says, "Now appearing, limited engagement, foreign car repairs by Charlie Witherspoon, here for only 2 weeks, a star. He's there to grind your valves," and of course gets a round of applause and certainly has an agent too. This is Gene Shepherd sitting here saying, "When will Charlie get on the cover of TV Guide?"